This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson's got a new video up on Infowars.com. This is a story I went to cover on Monday, 4 days ago. Universities all over the country are going to send the police out to ticket you for disorderly conduct if someone doesn't like your costume. The proof is that someone doesn't like it. So this is the new bullying, social justice warrior thing. When you hear this, Alex Jones is bullying the government. He should be arrested. That's the new liberal thing. They want to shut your free speech down. Zombie outfits or sexy Pocahontas costumes can get you in trouble. So this is just training that you have no free speech by the so-called liberals to claim everybody's got free speech. So good luck with that. I mean, you people are literally delusional mind control idiots who think everybody's going to listen to you. You've just gotten to the point now where you're trying to tell us how to operate, how to live. That's blowing up in your face right now. David Knight's coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with your phone calls. A lot of breaking news. We got Friday's edition tomorrow. Tomorrow will be 10 days. 10 days out, and the 11th day is the election. So Fox says it's 11 days. We're saying it's, you know, 10 days tomorrow, but whatever. Whatever. All the calendar, you know, folks say it's 10 days tomorrow. They say 11. Clearly, we'll know by the 11th day. So we're 11 days out. This is the longest campaign I've ever covered. The longest campaign anybody's ever covered. This is crazy. Huge evidence of election fraud coming in. Politico says there's no such evidence. It doesn't exist. And the next article, the feds are going to take over the elections to protect us from imminent fraud that doesn't exist. Steve in California, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, in 2014, I knew God was giving his true patriots a mandate to stop Hillary, and I prayed for God to send the man. He sent the man. His name is Donald Trump. Okay, so he's not perfect. I remember telling Mom and Dad that I was going to stop. I was voting to stop Hillary. That I wouldn't concede the election to Hillary, even if she won.
Well, here's the deal. He never claimed to be an angel. They edited the tape. And if any real Christian wants to shake their finger at him, they haven't read the Bible. King David had his best friend killed. He was overwhelmed with lust for the guy's wife. Now, later, he truly repented.
Mom and Dad said, well, what does the Bible say about groping ladies and fondling them and saying that God...
Bill Clinton's a damn race. Look, they set Trump up. They knew he was going to run for president for 30 years. They sat there, they edited it, but I'm not even defending. It's not even about Trump. It's not even lesser two evils. Hillary is a manifest demon. Everything's a fraud. We know she's a criminal. And so Trump is coming against them. And again, I'm explaining this. I say this over and over again, not to make everybody feel good. It's the truth. Trump has already won. New World Order is in shambles. We've already won by backing a populist. The mainstream media is falling apart. They're a joke. I appreciate your call, Steve. James in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you.
So basically, I'm an 18-year-old from New York, and a lot of us youth teens here in New York, we're all back to Trump, and I think it's a huge part to Trump's election. I think there's going to be a giant youth turnout for Trump.
Listen, I've talked to folks that live in New York. I've talked to Daria, whose parents live there. They say everyone they know is supporting Trump. All you see is Trump signs. So what do you think is about to happen?
I honestly think that there will be, I mean, record 18 to 25-year-olds, record numbers in Republican votes because they know what Hillary's about. I mean, I'm surprised Hillary's even made it this far. I mean, I look back to 2008, even with the establishment, with the crashy stock market. I mean, only one person was arrested through that whole fraudulent banking system. I mean, if that doesn't show corruption, even in 2008, and it took a while to be picked up until now, and now we're like, okay, well, now it's really...
Exactly. All right, great points, James. Keep up the good work. I'm going to hand the baton right now to David Knight. We got Mark in Oregon wants to talk about polls. We got Reggie and Lisa and Carlos. Others, I'm sure David probably wants to take your calls, but regardless, it's up to him. Vote at InfoWars.com is where you report elections being clean, elections being smooth, or fraud. Send your video, audio, text there.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, October 27th, 2016. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to your calls, Mark, Reggie, Lisa, Carlos, in just a moment. If you want to hang on, I'll probably get to you in the next segment because I want to lay down a couple of breaking news items. But before I get to the news, I just want to remind you that we've got some massive specials at InfoWars. We've got 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. It's an amazing discount. Now is the time to prepare. There's a lot of uncertainty. We talk about the situation that Hillary Clinton has created across the world. Setting up, restarting the Cold War with her Russian reset. Who knows what she's going to do? This is a woman who has created wars across the world. Who knows what's going to happen to the economy? They're holding the line on interest rates and other issues because they don't want to rock the boat for Hillary Clinton before the election. So now is the time, while everything is stable, now is the time to take advantage of a massive sale on storable foods. 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, these are the made in America, GMO-free, high-quality storage, shelf life of 25 years. Take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars Select Storable Food. Also,
We have the ProPure top-of-the-line filter, the G2.0 King Gravity Water Filter, now 30% off InfoWars store, and we have, still continued, and it's not going to last much longer, the Brain Force Special, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And as I said, that's my favorite supplement that we have. It makes a big difference. Now, real quickly, we've got news that's breaking today, and I heard this on the radio as I was coming in. They're talking about this scam that has ripped off about 15,000 people for a total of about $300 million. And what they're doing is they're calling up these victims. They say that they're threatening them with fine and deportation or imprisonment if they don't pay demanded fees. In other words, they tell them, hey, we're from the government, you're an illegal alien, and we're going to throw you out of the country if you don't pay these fees. Now, when I looked at this, I thought, how is this different from Hillary Clinton? Scaring people into giving her money, scaring people into voting for her. And it's interesting because there's a lot of stories about it. They're going to get not only the FBI, but the IRS against these people. Now, we've had a lot of stuff breaking in the last couple of days. And finally, we've got a story that has traction with the mainstream media about Clinton corruption, about Clinton pay for play. We got the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, even Morning Joe was talking about this memo from Doug Band, the guy who ran the Clinton Foundation, talking about self-referencing this whole operation as Bill Clinton, Inc. Bill Clinton, Inc. In other words, isn't it corporations how they make their money? Now, I got to say, I'm not going to hold my breath. I don't think the FBI is going to investigate the Clintons. We know they aren't. We know that she can do whatever she wants, violating national security. Of course, they're not going to have the IRS investigate them either. No, they're going to use the IRS against their political enemies. So we've already seen that throughout the Obama administration. But that's really what should be happening in this situation. And I'm going to play for you. I'm going to let you see the reactions of the people on the left here. But as all of this corruption comes out, we've got the most openly corrupt person who has ever run for president, who's ever run for most offices. I mean, this is like, this is worse than Tammany Hall. I mean, this is in-your-face corruption before she even gets elected. And I have to say to all these single women out here who are undyingly loyal to Hillary Clinton, would you vote for Al Capone if he was called Alice? That's what we're talking about here, right? You're going to overlook everything that this woman has done, overlook all the corruption, because she's a woman. So if it was Alice Capone, I guess it would be okay. Or if instead of Bernie Madoff, maybe if it was Beatrice Madoff, that'd be fine. You know, just rip people off. Steal. Sell your office for money, for massive amounts of money. Now, this is the article here. Aides say that Bill Clinton was running Bill Clinton, Inc. And then the way the Time magazine headline says, memo reveals tangled business and charitable ties. Tangled? How about intermingled? How about RICO-level corruption? Yeah, they always soft sell it. They say, well, it's kind of tangled, you know? They kind of tangled their personal income with the charity. You know, they put it out there saying they're doing this as a charity organization, yet it was their personal income. And then we have the Washington Post with a long article on this. Now, what they're saying is that the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation was where Doug Band hung out. But, you know, you see all these Clinton Global Initiative. You've seen the picture of Jimmy Kimmel there in front of the CGI with Hillary and Bill and Chelsea, you know, pushing that. You know, the guy that made fun of the pickle situation that they had set up in order to help her. I think they ought to call it, said the Clinton Global Initiative, it ought to be the Clinton Global Income, because that's what they're really getting. I want to play this clip before we go any further. Let's play this clip. This is Morning Joe, and they spent at least 17 minutes talking about this. And I want you to hear the comments that Joe Scarborough points out. And, of course, Mika Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, the guy who masterminded so much of the globalism that we're now facing. She doesn't say much in the clip that we've got, but I let Joe Scarborough talk. And then I back this thing up and I zoom in on Mika's face. And if you're watching this on video, you have to look at Mika's pained expression. She tries to talk for a moment and then I think she can say something that's like, nah, there's just nothing I can say to try to walk this thing back. And she just stays silent. So I want to play this clip. It's about a minute long. Let's do this morning show clip.
Bill Clinton, the Washington Post article is absolutely fascinating.
Let's go through it.
On Bill Clinton. $66 million to him personally. They're like, and they're bragging.
Do you think they're hiring?
Eddie, they're bragging. They're bragging in the memo that they can shake down the same corporations that they're taking donation money for, that they can shake them down for $66 million for, quote, Bill Clinton, Inc., for Bill and Hillary Clinton personally. Does that confirm what you and a lot of Clinton skeptics that supported Bernie Sanders were worried about all along?
Well, it's certainly, yes.
Actually bragging about being able to shake down foundation clients for Bill Clinton money. Doug Band is bragging about it. And it's not like Doug Band dreamed this up on his own. He was doing his boss's bidding.
Now look at Mika. Watch Mika's expression.
Bragging about being able to shake down foundation clients.
Ooh, this hurts. This hurts.
For Bill Clinton money. Doug Band is bragging about it. And it's not like Doug Band dreamed this up on his own. He was doing his boss's bidding.
Mika Brzezinski, that look when your candidate is crashing and burning as her corruption and crimes are exposed. And that's the point. 50 million in one instance, 66 million in another instance. And as he pointed out, they are bragging about the corruption. That's the whole point of this 12-page memo that Doug Band wrote. Actually, 12 or 13 pages, depending on the, different sources count it differently depending on what size font they use. But say pressing same donors like Coca-Cola, Dow Chemical to provide personal income to the former president. They say, well, Republicans say it allowed corporations and other wealthy supporters to pay for entree to a popular former president and a one-time Secretary of State who is now the Democrat presidential nominee. See, this is the way the Washington Post puts it. No, it's not Republicans, Washington Post, who are saying this. It is Doug Band who is doing this. It's Doug Band saying that this is a pay for entree to the popular former president. And even the Washington Post, two paragraphs down, points out that it was not the one-time Secretary of State. She was Secretary of State when this happened. Here's their quote. They say the memo, made public Wednesday by the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks, lays out the aggressive strategy behind lining up the consulting contracts and paid speaking engagements for Bill Clinton that added tens of million dollars to the family's fortune, including during the years that Hillary Clinton led the State Department. So here they are, two paragraphs earlier, they say, well, she was one-time Secretary of State, and he was one-time president. No, it was while she was Secretary of State, and they even admit it further down. And it is actually Doug Band who is saying this, not Republicans who are saying it. It's his own words. He's there bragging about it. That's why Mika Brzezinski is speechless and pain and so much pain as she's hearing this laid out. There's really not much she could say. Doug Band called it Bill Clinton, Inc. And he said, we obtained, quote, in-kind services for the president and his family for personal travel, hospitality, vacation, and the like. Now, how did Hillary Clinton respond to this? Well, guess what? She declined to comment, but her spokesman said, this is material that was hacked by the Russians and WikiLeaks. Don't deny it. Don't talk about it. See, that's the strategy that you take when you have the forehead of a harlot, as the King James Bible would put it, right? Somebody who has been so corrupt for so long that nothing makes them blush. That's Hillary Clinton. See, Donald Trump gets very upset when people criticize him falsely. He can't contain himself. He gets drugged down into defending himself into that narrative and gets off a message. Hillary Clinton doesn't have that problem. She could care less what you say about her. She doesn't have a conscience. She has been a criminal for so long that nothing you could point out that is true about her would even bother her. It's all true. She doesn't try to defend herself. They also talk about, say, Band described how they helped expand a fruitful relationship with the Swiss bank UBS, introducing Bill Clinton to a top executive at a 2009 charity dinner. In the ensuing years, UBS upped its giving to the foundation, agreed to pay Bill Clinton for the speeches. UBS paid Clinton about $2 million in speaking fees between 2011 and 2015 for a series of appearances alongside fellow establishment member George W. Bush. They're all in it, folks. Donald Trump is the independent in this campaign. The Republicans won't give a dime to him, and they won't spend a dime to attack Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food ready for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to our callers here in just a moment. And then the next segment, We've got a couple of videos to play for you. An encounter that Trump had with a very rude reporter really put her in her place. Also, we have the full Michael Moore tape, which I think you really need to hear. And, of course, Michael Moore thinks that he's trolling the right wing, thinks that we're all going to go watch Trump land and be convinced. And, you know, I just have to say, Donald Trump fully, rather, Michael Moore fully understands why people are voting for Donald Trump. He understands that we know that the system, that the elitists, that the globalists have destroyed our economic lives. But then he thinks that he's going to turn us around and get us to vote for the most corrupt person to ever run for office. Absolutely no way. Michael, you're not going to fool us. We're not idiots on that respect either. Let's go to our callers, Mark in Oregon. Mark, go ahead.
Well, hello, David. How are you?
Doing good.
David, I'd like to comment very quickly on what you just mentioned about Hillary. I'll be more specific in a moment, if I may. But I really want to give him the information to you that I think will either make or break the reality of the future relative to whether Donald Trump gains the White House or not, whether he's the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton became involved at her parents' direction when she was about 6 years old, from the best I can gather from the documented evidence, into their own family's cremation of care ceremony. Of course, her father was the mafia don for the Jewish mafia in Chicago. It's all very interesting.
Well, what's your source on this? Because I haven't heard several of these things. What's your source on that?
I listen to people such as David Rentz, Alex. I can't separate that out right now, but
sure.
I find
okay.
them to be very good sources of information. Today, she is turned into a person that has no conscience, as you mentioned.
Right.
What will just do a little extrapolation, you have the engineering mind, you understand that she's going to go right to the direct wholesale destruction of the unwanted, the irredeemables, the unpardonable in this country.
Well, yeah, she's very vindictive, yeah.
Yes. Now, David, as I mentioned, of course, you know it. Many of us know it. You have a degree in engineering. So I'm going to present this very logical to you so that it'll be just quick, concise, and succinct. Donald Trump cannot win the election unless the only vehicle which the dark side has employed to prevent him from winning the election, and that being the phony polls, are allowed to stand. They have to be disputed. By Donald Trump is the most logical choice. Other people that would help, even Alex's organization or a conglomeration of organizations, to actually begin doing polls immediately, which are then publicized by the organization, and it will catch on into the media because Alex is a known quantity, and polls mean a lot. These polls have to be disputed, or they're going to be used as a basis for low expectations, which is already forming, and demoralization of the Trump forces, the people who are for Mr. Trump.
And, you know, Mark, we've already had documents that have been released where the Clintons are talking about how if we just oversample certain groups, then we can flip the polls. And we see that they are dramatically oversampling Democrats, for example, in many of these polls. And when you look at this, and they tell you that it's a scientific poll, and it's got a margin of error of 4 points, another one's got a margin of error of 4 points, and they're 12 points apart, you got to ask yourself, what's going on with this? It doesn't add up. They can't both be scientific polls. And so we know that there's a lot of push polling going on out there. We know there's oversampling. There's all kinds of games that they're playing. I think there's a lot of metrics, Mark. You know, there was one that just came out today that was on the Drudge Report. Trump wins an election in a high school mock election. Those are usually pretty accurate reflections of what the parents are talking about, quite frankly. And this is in Minnesota. This is Al Frankenland, where the high school students voted for Trump.
What are we going to do about it, David? That, if nothing's done about it, if these phony polls are allowed to stand in the public's perception and the real polls are not put out there by the people of Trump, which are the unpardonables by the evil side in this country, because we're just the best there is in this country, and Donald Trump is the best of the best, he's going to lose. And the alternative media, the mass media conglomerate that's putting these phony polls out, nobody is focusing on the fact that on the good side, on our side, that legitimate polls have to be presented to the public, and it can be done through Donald Trump. He's already got his internal polling organization. It can be expanded into public revelation.
Well, I agree. And we get the word out that they can rig the polls. We know from internal memos that they're talking about how they would rig the polls. And I even talked to Nigel Farage. He said the day of Brexit, we saw this happen all this year in Britain. The day of Brexit, they had their premier polling organization say that Brexit had lost by 10 points. Didn't happen. So the message has to get out there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to our callers in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have sales on InfoWars Select Storable Food right now. 30 to 40% off. And, of course, now is the time to store up, to make sure that you get this before there's any price increases. We've got FEMA reports predicting up to 395% price increases in food. They say that could trigger a massive unrest in the society. Of course it could. Quadrupling of food prices. Of course, you can get it now. You can save it. It's got a shelf life of 25 years, and the time to stock up is when we have these sales. Right now, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. All made in the USA, GMO-free, great packaging. Also, the ProPure flagship filter, the 2.0 King Gravity Water Filter, is now on sale 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It filters and removes heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, pharmaceutical drug contaminants, fluoride, and so many other things from your tap water. You can even filter water from lakes, rivers, and streams. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can look at the water test lab results. Make your decision right now. 30% off ProPure G 2.0 King Gravity Water Filter. Let's go back to Reggie in Arizona. I want to take one more call, and then I do want to make sure that we get to a couple of these clips here. Also, we've got Judge Napolitano asking what happened to the FBI. And he goes through the timeline and an essay here of what happened, why they didn't investigate Hillary Clinton. So I want you to hear what Judge Napolitano has to say about that. But first, let's go to Reggie in Arizona. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hello, David.
Hey, go ahead.
Out here in Arizona, you know, it's all Trump. Wherever you go, it doesn't make any difference. And it's very little percentage that he won't be our next president. But what I'm, my question is, if he is elected president in November here, and say it's officially through, will he have any kind of authorization or poll to stop the corruption of Obama and the, you know, illegal immigrations and everything that he's trying?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things that he can do. Look, he's got the, it's the first time the Border Patrol has ever endorsed a candidate. They are sick and tired of the president and his the people at the top of the Justice Department shutting down them enforcing the law. You have to understand that what's happening right now, it isn't that you're going to have dueling executive orders. You've got Obama, by executive order, telling people they cannot enforce the law. Right there in Arizona, you got Obama coming after Sheriff Arpaio, going to lock up the sheriff who enforces the immigration rules, but allow the people who violate the immigration rules to go free. I mean, it's an upside-down system, and so absolutely there's a lot of things that he could do. You know, he's talked about cutting the bureaucracy 75%, and people say, well, he can't do anything like that. You have to understand, I've reported on this before, the Congress continues to fund most of these bureaucratic agencies that are a law unto themselves. They operate as their own little personal fiefdoms, okay? They write their own, they write the law. We don't elect them. It's legislation without representation. But they write the laws. They've got their own police forces. They've got their own courts where, by the way, you are guilty until you prove you're innocent because they say this is a civil accusation, not a criminal accusation. So they play this little fictional game that the Bill of Rights doesn't apply as long as it's a regulation that they say that you're violating. And, of course, they give people excessive fines. But these organizations throughout the bureaucracy of the District of Corruption are being continuing being funded by the Congress, and yet the Congress is not re-upping, in many of these cases, their charters. So these people don't even have a legal authorization to operate, even though the Congress continues to fund them, even though the Congress abdicates its authority to these organizations. And so there's a lot that a president could do coming in. I really do think that he could do a great deal, Reggie. And I think he would put in a special prosecutor. I mean, he even said it in the second debate. He said, I'm going to put a prosecutor to come after you. The guy to do it would be Rudy Giuliani. He wants a piece of Hillary Clinton as well. Thank you, Reggie. Let's go to Lisa in North Carolina real quickly. Lisa, go ahead.
Yes. Hey, David. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, two quick things. Previous caller, I've heard Larry Nichols say that Hillary was her father and Dan Rostenkowski took over the mafia in Chicago, for what it's worth.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And secondly, what I'm calling about is I found a document on Dr. Steve Pachesnik's Twitter page, and it's called Salvage Plan. Okay. And the letterhead has Benenson Group or whatever, and also the letterhead of Clinton Foundation on it.
Okay.
And Benenson is the primary strategist for Hillary. And I just wanted to know if it was real. It's a little scary.
Is that the one say that they would do a false flag UFO situation? Or
yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, I've had I haven't covered that because I've had people look at it and they say, well, the address is an old address. And yes, they have used this group, but the logo has changed and so forth and so on. I don't know. You know, it was interesting when we had the film contest here at InfoWars. we had somebody that got their entry in late, but if you remember, it was a really excellent film, and he had a Reagan speech. It was only maybe about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. He had Reagan making a speech. He said, you know, the thing that would unify America, unify the world, would be to have an alien invasion and so forth and so on. And they show a false flag alien attack. I don't know. I mean, certainly I wouldn't put anything past these people. The key thing is we don't want to have people that we know are corrupt, that people who have spent their entire life doing nothing but accumulating power and money ruthlessly, no matter what they had to do to get rid of the people that were in their way. We don't want people like that in office. If Americans are going to vote for people like that and put them in office, we're done. Like I said before, because she's a woman, we're supposed to give her a pass for this? You know, because she's Alice Capone instead of Al Capone, it's okay? You know, Bernice Madoff instead of Bernie Madoff? This is ridiculous. We don't want somebody like this in office. People should reject that. Thank you, Lisa. I want to point out, before, since you brought this up, I've got a couple of other articles here. I didn't know if I'd have time to do it. This thing from WikiLeaks today, where they have the creep shots of Bernie relaxing by the pool in a swimming suit with, putting this up and trying to shop that around to the media. You know, this type of thing, we see the Clinton team taking a picture that they think might make Bernie Sanders look bad because, you know, it's an old guy in a bath, in a bathing suit or whatever. It just makes the Hillary people look creepy. It doesn't make Bernie look creepy, right? But it's also the same types of things that we see Hillary accusing other people of that she does. For example, not only were they going to put this out, this picture, to make him look bad. You know, he's got a baggy bathing suit on here. But then they also did this. They said, I wonder what Mike Bloomberg would think about all this. Bernie Sanders lounging at the elite Martha's Vineyard pool summer 2015 after helping raise money from Wall Street lobbyists. See, Hillary Clinton is Mrs. Wall Street. She has prostituted herself to these people on beyond belief of what anybody has done. And yet she will take her character flaws and she will take Bill Clinton's character flaws with women. And she'll project her issues with Wall Street onto Bernie Sanders. And she'll project her issues with her husband's issues with women. And, of course, her issues as well. Project that onto Donald Trump. They accuse other people of doing what they do. And that's precisely what they did. And they got people to pick this up. They had Perez Hilton put the photograph out, and they had stories about Bernie Sanders attending fundraisers for Wall Street put out as well. They get what they want from the mainstream press. And then, of course, there's a story from Paul Joseph Watson on our site today, the WikiLeaks email, where you've got David Brock, and they're going back and forth. They say, you know, hey, Clinton operative David Brock caused consternation within the campaign when he publicly claimed that Bernie Sanders didn't care about black people. Remember all this stuff? You know, she was fighting him for the black vote. And so Brent Badaski was not very happy with what David Brock did. So he says, Brock makes the cardinal mistake of those who bring politics into disrepute with voters. He tells a lie that people will know is a lie. So we know the Clintons are lying to us. You know, Michael Moore knows it, but he's going to vote for her anyway. All right? We know that you're lying to us, okay? You insult the intelligence of black voters with a kind of elitist racism that Bill and Hillary Clinton should not be seen with. I guess Brock's plan is that black voters are stupid and will not watch the ad and believe his lie. He says, I can't think of anything more desperate, more stupid, more self-destructive than David Brock. Lying about the Bernie ad, playing a seamy brand of politics of race, using the tactic of deceit on her behalf. What do they do? All they've got is the politics of race. All they've got is to project their flaws onto other people. And in this particular case, their stupidity, they're projecting onto black voters. So she projects her Wall Street connections onto Bernie. She projects Bill Clinton's hedonism and rape onto Donald Trump. And then they project their stupidity onto black people. Projection. That's what they do. Now, let's take a look at the projection of CNN. Coming after Donald Trump today, this is an article we have on Infowars.com. Video, rude CNN reporter asked Trump why he's taking time off to open a hotel. Let's play that clip.
there's new audio tape of you talking about the fact that you really have relied on your popularity and the fact that people come to your events, and that helps you with free advertising. Is that what this was about?
No, not at all. This was just under budget, ahead of schedule. That's what this is. Under budget, ahead of schedule. We built a hotel that is going to be one of the great hotels of the world. Just opened today. It officially opens today. And we built it for less money than was anticipated. And we built it ahead of schedule by over a year. And if the country would do that, we would have a country that would be in much better shape than it's, you know, highways. They built highways for double and triple the cost. They built hospitals.
And so to people who say you're taking time out of swing states to go do this, you say?
I say the following. You have been covering me for the last long time. I did yesterday 8 stops and 3 major speeches, and I've been doing this for weeks straight. I left there for an hour and a half. I'm going to North Carolina right now, then I'm going to Florida, I'm going up to New Hampshire. For you to ask me that question is actually very insulting, because Hillary Clinton does 1 stop and then she goes home and sleeps. And yet you'll ask me that question. I think it's a very rude question, to be honest with you. And what I do is I want to back my children. My children work very hard, Ivanka in particular. And at the opening of the hotel, I want to back my children. Very important to me.
Okay, so having a hotel that came in under budget, that he did it faster than they had anticipated, that's an accomplishment. When you run for president, you talk about your accomplishments. That's part of your campaign issues. And he pointed out he had 8 stops the day before, 3 major events, tens of thousands of people when the Clintons can't get more than a couple hundred people. You know, you got that reporter saying, well, I think there's maybe 1,000 people here. No, it's not. If you go regularly to a church and you look at a crowd, you know that's about 200 or 300 people max, not 1,000 people there. But it's absolutely ridiculous. They don't have anything to say when Hillary takes an entire week off to prepare for a debate each time. CNN doesn't have anything at all to say about that. So he's right. That was ridiculous. It was insulting. I want to get to this Michael Moore video, because we played a little bit of this yesterday, and Alex and Paul Joseph Watson and Joe Biggs all talked about this. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear the full 4 minutes of this. And Michael Moore is laughing. He says, hey, you know, Trump has put this out, and all these guys put this. You don't realize that I don't support you guys. And we've gotten about 8 million views. That's going to sell a lot of my little mockumentary Trump land. It's like, no, you're not selling us anything, Michael. You know, you have identified the reality here. You have a great speech, quite frankly. I mean, it is like something out of John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. You know, Michael, we know the vineyard where the grapes of wrath were stored, and we know where they were grown as well. We know about this elitist game that's being played by the globalists. We know all about that. And you're right. We're pretty angry about it. And if we don't get Trump, we're going to give a big FU to the rest of the system in one way or the other. It's going to change. But for you to put this out, you understand this, and you can look at all this stuff as an anthropologist. I'm going to play the full tape here. You can look at it from an anthropological standpoint, and you know, I remember there was a movie called The Apostle, and it had Robert Duvall in it, one of my favorite films. I thought it was really good. It shows you a guy who's got big character issues, okay? But he also has a passion for God in this movie. And in the additional supplemental material that's on the DVD, somebody talked to him about it, and he had a lot of Christians that were there with him. He said, yeah, I saw a couple of guys get saved on the set and everything. And they asked, are you a Christian? Oh, no, I don't. You know, he could take a very detached view of this whole phenomenon. He looked at it as like an anthropological phenomenon that was from the South and Christianity and whatever. He could look at it from a distance, arm's length, and he could say, yeah, that's kind of interesting, but I'm not going to get involved. It doesn't make it not real, whether or not he appreciates it or not. And whether or not Michael Moore appreciates what's going on, he can look at this anthropological phenomenon, okay, and he does understand the anger that people have. And so let's play this for you, because what he has to say here is very eloquent, even though he wants to try to use this ultimately against Trump. Let's play what he has to say.
Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives
and said, if you close these factories, as you're planning to do in Detroit, and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send them back, and nobody's going to buy them. It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states.
That's right.
We live here in Ohio. You know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not is kind of irrelevant because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. The human hand grenade that they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years, they're stuck with the Obamacare bronze plan where you can't even get a Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had. Except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless. They might be homeless.
We're going to play the rest of that when we come back. Let's play the rest of that when we come back. He's pointing out that we got one thing left. You know, you look at these tens of thousands of people who show up at the Trump rallies. These people who show up for Hillary Clinton with their little million-dollar soirees, we've got more people on our side. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks just
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
David Knight, and I want to finish this Michael Moore clip that he's using to promote his movie Trump Land. You know, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, he says, I probably don't agree with him on a lot, but Michael Moore gets this one right 100% and retweet it. And I think that's right. I think people should hear this clip that Michael Moore has. You have to understand that Michael Moore is too tribal. Let's just put it that way. He's too tribal to ever vote for anybody that has a Republican label or that comes out as an independent. He is a Democrat tribe, first, last, and always. And he doesn't care if these people destroy our lives and sell us down the river. He doesn't care if Hillary Clinton is hopelessly corrupt. He laughs at it and he goes, hey, Trump Jr. in the right wing thinks my movie called Trump Land is pro-Trump. Ha ha, please don't tell them otherwise. Yeah, they got about 8 million views on this thing. And it should have a lot of views. Because what he says in this four-minute clip is exactly true. I want to play the rest of this before we run out of time. Let's play, pick it up about halfway through. Let's go ahead.
The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless. They might be homeless. They might be f***ed over and f***ed up. It doesn't matter because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job, one. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class.
And there's a lot more Trump supporters who will win if they don't steal the election. That's right.
The dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big f***ing X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives. Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump.
That's right.
The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him. And now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows, get to go and blow up the whole system because it's your right. Trump's election is going to be the biggest you ever recorded in human history. And it will feel good.
It will feel real good. I'm going to so enjoy pushing that button or lever or whatever I've got. You know, he talks about all these Joe Blows going to blow the system up. You know, it's really the Jodes. I mean, go back to the Grapes of Wrath, right? All these people who were in the Depression were fleeing because of the Dust Bowl. You know, the Dust Bowl was a natural disaster. The Rust Bowl, however, which is where he began, the shutting down of our industry in Detroit and other places, the Rust Bowl, that is a man-made crisis. It's a manufactured crisis, manufactured by all these people you just talked about, Wall Street, the media, the professional politicians, and on and on. We know precisely who did it. We know precisely why they did it. We know where they're going with this, and so does Donald Trump. And so it isn't just an F you to the establishment. It's a way we're going to change the direction of this country. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm David Knight.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.